1-1 record for the Princeton Tigers. Princeton hosts the rival Trenton Bulldogs this week. Grand River Conference football kicking off, and we have our three teams that we generally cover pretty heavily, Trenton, Princeton, and Milan, all kind of playing one another in a little round robin here over the next couple weeks or so. You got Princeton hosting Trenton tonight. Head to Milan next week. As we'll talk about this game and a long road trip. We're kind of joking about it off the air. Everybody got back safe and sound and with a victory in tow. Head coach Nathan Powell of the Tigers. Congrats, coach. I've been to Cass Midway. It's been a number of years since I was down there for a track meet. I want to say probably 2009 or something like that. But that is not a short trip, but it's a trip if you got to take. You might as well win, and you got to win.
Absolutely. If had we not picked up that win on Friday, that trip would have been real bad. It was a long trip home for sure, but at least we had some positive stuff to think about and mull over and be prepared for. It was a solid game getting down there, getting started. It was one of those different games. We had to be masked up for the first time, and just that whole different scenario, and the officials came over and kind of went through all the process we'd all have to go through to be masked up and where we had to be on the sideline. But once the game kicked off and things got rolling, it got back to normal, and it didn't really affect us too much.
I was talking with Coach Schoening within the last hour here on Wednesday afternoon. He's, of course, the coach over at South Harrison. Big-time expectations of South Harrison went to the quarterfinals last year. They'd like to get back there, certainly, and they feel like they have the talent to do so. And I was talking with him about the fact that they kind of felt like they let one slip in week number one at East Buchanan, didn't win that game. And I kind of said, sometimes after the fact, if you lose a football game, that could be the best thing moving forward because you can put that on the chalkboard and the guys remember and it motivates them. And not that your game against Mid-Buck was as close as South Harrison's against East Buchanan, but you can do the same thing and say, that didn't feel real good, and we played a good football team. Let's learn from that. And it sounds like the guys did.
Exactly. We did play a very good football team, and South Harrison's the same way, too. They had a solid opponent. I mean, we've seen East Buck on film now, and, they were no slouch. So, those games happen, and it just, just so happens that week one happens to be a tough game for us, and that's one that we've said 2 years in a row now. That's something we have to learn from, because here's a team who's at a level we would like to get to and who does a fantastic job executing what they want to do. And, when they take advantage of things against you or take things away from you, then that's obviously something that a good team's going to do, and we've got to adjust. So, we did a little bit better job this past week with Midway, but, there's still a lot of room to improve, and it's just the revolving door of injuries and sickness and everything else. So we've got, I feel like, a pretty solid game plan for this week, but, Trenton coming in is going to be hungry, looking for a win, and last year, as we know, it was rainy weather, and thankfully we got a break on a Friday and came back Saturday a little better prepared to play. But we hopefully don't fall into that trap this week, and we're focused and sharp and ready to go on Friday.
Crazy thing about putting a schedule together, and this kind of happens in college football too, because those schedules get put out 6, 7, 8 years ahead of time. But and I'm sure Coach Esri didn't think this when he put the schedule together, but for years and years, if you scheduled Mid-Buchanan for a home-and-home in week one, you're saying, okay, that's a decent little program. They've lost more than they've won, and they're not Lawson, and they're not Lathrop, and they're not East Buck and all those things. And by the time that you play them home-and-home, Coach, you're seeing just one of the real whirlwind programs in Class 1.
Absolutely. It'd be great to start off week one with a win and come out firing, but we have had our handful these last 2 years. But if you're gonna make any kind of run or have any kind of success, those are the types of teams you're gonna have to compete against. So, it's good for us to see that early and to know in the back of our minds, are we doing well enough to compete at that level or not? And like you said, that's something that you can just leave up on the board and say, look at this score, look at what we did, have we improved from that point? And you have to build from that.
Offensively, Coach, I think it's fair to say that Mid-Buchanan and Midway, they're different football teams. I'd say as far as moving the football and being able to do some things offensively against those football teams. But your offense, you put up 38 last week, and you put up 6 in week number one. It sounds like your offense got some things fixed and figured out last week.
Yeah, and again, like I said, Logan did a great job when we spread things out, just being able to move the ball around in space. And really, with our size, we've got some good size up front, but we don't have big, powerful backs. And so we really try to take advantage of stuff on the perimeter as best we can and some misdirection. And whenever Midway took some of that stuff away, we had to adjust. And the kids did a fantastic job getting out there. And, credit to them and credit to my assistant coaches for getting all their kids ready to go. And we were able to execute. Now, that's something, we need to probably look at a little closer moving forward, but at least we know we've got that in our bag of tricks, and we can pull it out if we need to.
Now, high school sports can be crazy, because when Trenton joined the GRC, from Princeton's perspective, you know, some folks are looking at it, say, man, Trenton's like 2.5 times the size of Princeton enrollment-wise, and how often is Princeton going to be able to win that football game? And yeah, and Trenton's hit some lean times, obviously, but now Princeton's won a couple in their own. I don't know if folks would have predicted that, but it does say something about how you just never know in high school sports, and the Tigers have had really good football teams here for about 3-4 years running.
Absolutely, and, you know, it's once you can get some momentum going against a team, you know, you get some confidence built up, then, you know, you put yourself in a better opportunity to win each week when you go in with that belief that it can happen. And, you know, it really comes down to the size of the schools are one thing, but you still only put those 11 guys out there at once. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't have to have a huge school to find 11 kids that want to play hard. So, you know, that's something that we'll never lean on. We'll never use that crutch of, well, we're small, so we can't compete. We're going to put our best kids out there, and we expect to compete with everybody. And, you know, some weeks you're going to do better than others, but, I mean, that's the mindset you got to have if you want to succeed.
And I think it's very comparable to, for years and years, Trenton and Chillicothe was a huge rivalry, even though Chillicothe won about 90% of the time, and Trenton was probably 30 to 40% smaller, and Chillicothe still is enrollment-wise. But it's a huge rivalry because you're talking about a couple of towns that are 20, 25 miles apart, and the kids know each other, and when they play, that there's a lot of importance when they play. And I think this thing between Trenton and Princeton, the kids know each other and they respect each other, but they want to win that game on Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's a fun rivalry to have because they are just right down the road, and the kids are close enough. And with, you know, the world today, heck, everybody knows everybody. So everybody keeps up on stats and everything that other teams are doing. And so I think some of these games probably pick up a little more personality than others, but this is definitely one that's it's good to win, and one you want to keep a hold of.
Well, let's talk about this Trenton Bulldog team, Coach. If folks are just looking at a schedule and they look at Trenton and say, you know, they've gave up 85 and they haven't scored yet, it looks like Trenton's struggling a little bit. And there's probably some truth to that statement, but there's also Brookfield and East Buchanan being two really good football teams. And I kind of see it with the Trenton Bulldogs, too, and it's one of those things that you got to kind of tell people, and maybe they roll their eyes and maybe they don't. But if you look at this Trenton team, they're very young, but they're kind of figuring things out play by play, things like that. And you just kind of never know when you play a team like that when it all comes together for them, when it all clicks.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, they've played two very solid football teams, and they're a young group. I mean, they're going to figure stuff out, like you said, play to play, or really just week to week, there's going to be big jumps in improvement. And so, you know, you just got to wonder when that's going to finally click. You got to wonder, you know, when they find that groove, because once those kids get the confidence and have just a little bit of success, you know, you can springboard off of that pretty fast. So we've got to be really, really careful. Like I said, last year we came out flat and just, we weren't playing well at all and got saved by the bell with the rain. But, you know, we can't do that this year, and that's what we're trying to preach to them. We're an old football team, I mean, so to speak. We're a lot of upperclassmen, and when you've got a team coming in that is young, you've got to get on them quick, because if you don't, they don't know any better. You know, they're going to play in a game, and if it's a game, they're going to be playing as hard as they can go, and you just hope you're not on that other team when they do get it clicking and get it together, because I think they're talented enough, and they've got enough size that, I mean, they're going to find some success at some point. We just got to do our jobs, and hopefully it's not this week.
Last year, in the times I saw you, I thought it was a lot of ground and pound and play solid defense, play some field position, move the sticks. And we talked before week one about how, you know, wanting to add a little bit more explosiveness and big play to the offense this year. Week one, Mid-Buchanan, they kept your big play quotient down. Did you get some of those big explosive plays going to kind of tilt the field last week for you, Coach?
Yeah, we were, once we had some space on the edge, we hit a couple of good passes. We had a couple that we could have hit and just didn't connect on, and really our outside running game looked pretty good once we opened up. So, you know, I think a lot of it is just our blocking assignments and just not having the mental breakdowns. Like, we've got a lot of stuff we still need to clean up where we've just got some confusion with guys, and that's on me to get it fixed this week. But, you know, it's good for our kids to get any kind of success they can get. And, you know, whenever, if it's on the edge, it's on the edge. If it's Eli between the tackles, then great, we'll go with Eli between the tackles. But we've got to do a good job of spreading the field around, because we cannot. And last week was a good example. We had Eli and Van, both our two guys carrying the ball, both had the same number of carries, and I think we're within like 3 yards of each other rushing the ball. And so for us, we don't want to pound anybody to death. We want to keep our kids as fresh and healthy as we can. And so, being able to spread it around definitely helped us open things up and get some opportunities for some other kids, really. And, you know, if you can get a fresh kid to come in and make a play for you and another kid gets a break, that's the best we can hope for.
1-1 record. And before I let you go, Coach, to me it's always fun. You get into the GRC, and obviously we cover the GRC very heavily here on the PAR Broadcast Group, but you got the two scores of our broadcast games, and then you can check the other scores and check standings, and there's an added bit of excitement when you're able to start getting into conference play and see who did what by the time you get to about midnight tonight.
Absolutely. And you jump online, you start looking through the message boards, you start checking on the mission site, you start looking at everything, because now's the time when you can start doing that compare, contrast, and who they got coming up and what can we get. And this is the strategy part of the season. The first two games are, I think, getting yourself ready to go for this part, and now it's buckling in and just preparing yourself really, really well every week.
As an old Tiger who played just to the north of the current facility, at the field where you couldn't quite have 10-yard end zones, do you look at the facility the way it is now and the improvements over the last year to a year and a half, Coach, and just say, man, this is a lot different place than when I was going to school here?
Absolutely. We joke. I mean, that was down on our football field now. That's where we run around and get teeth knocked out in the dark and stuff during the high school games when we were little. I mean, that was the practice field. You ran around and got nuts down there. But, you know, now I can't imagine a better facility anywhere. Everybody that comes in here just raves about, you know, the quality of the field, the seating, everything about it. And now with our new locker room set up and being able to get, you know, a good quality spot for our opponents to get dressed for games too, it's just probably top notch. I can't imagine a better spot anywhere.
From the press box too, I'll just say this, and I'm sure that Princeton folks can appreciate this because they sit up high enough too. The view down to the south looking at Southern Mercer County from that location, that's a good way to spend a Friday night.
Absolutely. We're God's country up here. You got to love it.
Absolutely. Coach, I will see you up at the Eddie Allen Field as the Tigers host the Bulldogs on Friday night. Good luck as you look to go to 2-1.
All right. We look forward to it. Thanks.